We stop to think about all of the various gifts that God has given to each one of us, these talents as we hear about in the gospel reading. We obviously could all count up many. But if we look in a particular way, we can say, well, the most important things are our own soul, consequently our life, personality, and all that goes with it. For those who are married, your spouse, and your children, whatever gifts and talents God has given. But there are three theological virtues that God has infused into our souls: faith, hope, and charity. Those come from God, those lead us back to God. And so St. Paul, when he talks about these in his first letter to the Corinthians, says that yes, we have these three, but the greatest of them is charity. That's because in heaven, there will be no more faith. Faith will have achieved its purpose. There will be no hope, because hope is completely fulfilled. So the only thing that will remain is charity. So when we look at all the various talents, look just back to our blessed Lord, and we can say, well, St. Joseph was a carpenter. Actually, the word that's used about him is broader than that. He's an artisan of some sort. So he worked with wood, but he probably worked with stone and some other things as well. But you know what? In heaven, St. Joseph's not making anything. There's no wood, there's no stone, there's nothing there for him to make. That's not the kind of talent that God is looking at. And so when we look at the gospel, the Master says, because you have been faithful over a few things, I will set you over many. Enter into your Master's joy. What is the Master's joy? It's heaven. It's eternal life. And since in eternal life there is only one thing that we are going to all be doing, that is charity. Consequently, the one thing that God is looking for more than anything in each one of us is that love. The love of God, the love of neighbor. That's what he's going to be judging us on. That's what we're going to do for eternity. And that's what he's looking for now. It doesn't matter if you can make something that's as beautiful as St. Joseph made. What matters is that you can love the way that St. Joseph loved. St. Joseph was given the two greatest gifts that God has ever given to humanity, and that is our Blessed Lord and our Blessed Lady. And he was asked to love them, to serve them. He was asked to learn how to be selfless. God has given us all many various things, but again, a spouse and children, so that you could learn to die to yourself, so that you could learn to be charitable, so you could learn to give to others. We come into the world as the most selfish little creatures on the face of the earth. But what we want is to leave this world as the most selfless creatures. That's the whole goal of our life, to love more and more and more, which means to be less and less selfish. That doesn't come naturally to us, nor does it come easily to us. And so God is going to give to you an opportunity equal to your ability. Person who had two talents got the opportunity to make two more. The one who had five had the opportunity to make five more. So you look at somebody who's very advanced in the spiritual life and they've developed that charity, yeah, God's going to give them a lot more opportunity. But that's also what he's going to give to you and me. The key is don't take what he's given you and dig in the dirt and hide it, because love is one of those things, as they like to say, use it or lose it. If you don't use it, it's going to go backwards. You're going to have less and less. The more you try to keep for yourself, the less you're going to have. And the more that you give away, the more that you gain. So it's just the opposite of anything that's on the material level. If you have $100 and you keep that $100 for yourself, you still have the $100. If you give it away, you don't have anything left. But with love, the more you try to keep, the less you have. And the more you give away, the more you have. That's the nature of charity. And so it is a question then for all of us to be able to look at how much we're able to love and how much God is asking. And again, the more that you love, the more that He is going to ask you to love. The more He is going to give you an opportunity to love at an even greater level, because God wants you to love as much as you possibly can, because that's what you're going to do for eternity. Remember, the amount of love that you have when you die is what you are going to have for the rest of eternity. So don't aim low, aim high. It means totally seeking the glory of God and the good of others, and not about the self. And that's what we want to keep striving for. So again, what's going to happen is if you are growing, God is going to give you opportunities to keep growing. And there is no limit, no limit to the ability to love. So in the gospel, we heard about the guy with the 5 and the 2 and the 1. You say, well, but the guy with the 5 had more ability than the one. Yeah, Mother Teresa of Calcutta had a whole lot more ability to love than I do. But if I cooperate with God and with His grace, maybe the day will come when I can love as much as she can. So He gave her, in this case, the 5 talents and maybe gave me a 1/2. But anyway, if I can keep working at it, I can get up to the 1 talent, then to the 2, and then to the 4, and then we can keep on going, and eventually we can catch up with where the saints were, because God wants us to be saints. And again, there isn't a limit. As long as you are alive, you can continue to grow in charity. Remember the principle with charity. It is either increasing or it is decreasing. You do not have the same amount today as you had yesterday. You have more or less. So God wants to keep pushing it out. He wants to keep having you do more, to love more, because it's for your benefit. It benefits all the people you're loving, obviously, but God is looking at your benefit. The more that you can love, the better that is for you. Because not only does that give you the ability to love more here, and again, for those who are married, that's exactly what you vowed you're going to do. And who of you wouldn't want to love your children more? So if you have that opportunity to love more, that's what God's going to give to you. But it also is what translates into eternity. And that's what really matters. So He is entrusting us with a little bit right now, but He is going to entrust us with much more. He is going to bring us into the face-to-face vision of Himself. He is going to bring us into union with Himself and with all the people in the mystical body. So today He's asking that you love a few, but one day He will be asking that we would love all the members with as much love as we possibly can, and that we would be loved by all of them. So when you look at it that way, you recognize it's a win-win situation. If I can die to myself, which is not an easy thing, if I can do that, that means I can love more. That will benefit the people around me, and it will set me up to be able to love God, to love all the people in the mystical body more, for all eternity.